with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
What's going on? It is Cooper Noon, and this, my friends, is Breakfast Rolled. And currently in front of me is somebody who's not having a breakfast roll, but a banana yogurt.
Oh my God. It shouldn't work, a banana yogurt.
Why?
I just don't think it because it's not the consistency of a banana. So I just don't think it should work, but my God, it does work.
Do you remember banana milkshakes?
I never had a banana milkshake.
Banana milkshakes.
Oh my God, banana ice cream is so good as well.
There you go.
Oh my God, there's a nostalgia.
Yeah.
You remember that ice cream and it would be like pink, white and yellow. Three parts of it.
Yeah, but there wasn't banana in that one.
That was a banana.
Was it?
There was banana in that one.
Was it?
Yeah. Anyway, I have it with my seeds because that's the kind of person
I am.
What
seeds
now.
You got?
I got flax seeds, I got chia seeds, I got goji berries, I got pumpkin seeds. It's all a mix, Cooper. Because I'm that person now.
There's a bang of acai bowl or whatever the hell it's called.
They're too complicated. I couldn't be arsed making those.
Because you don't know how to pronounce it. That's what
yeah, I don't.
Can I get an acai?
An acai. One of those, please.
Can I get an acai? What? We were talking about that lad from Cork, that TD,
and so funny.
This is brilliant. If you haven't heard him yet, or even if you see it pop up, make sure you close your eyes to hear his accent. Yeah. It's incredible.
Drake, massive on iRadio where hit music lives. Massive is also a real big Cork word, isn't it? It's massive.
Massive.
Yeah. And, well, why would I say that, Una? I know that you spoke about this yesterday, like you spoke about the new Niall Horan album as well yesterday.
We went more in depth into this topic that we're about to launch into.
TD Thomas Gould has responded to his recent fame, being accused of being from the Caribbean.
Jamaica, man!
When I saw the original clip of this on Instagram and everyone and the wording under it saying he has the Jamaican accent, I literally closed my eyes and not watching him because he doesn't look like he's from Jamaica. All right. This is the actual clip that went viral.
Do your job and build houses. Will someone in this government ever stand up and take a responsibility for their job?
I love it.
I love it. I love the Cork accent. I love a strong Cork accent. It's powerful.
It is very powerful. And he was on with Neil Prendeville on Cork's Red FM yesterday talking about the new viral fame, because that clip was from like 3 weeks ago and it's just gone absolutely rocket to stardom. And he's completely shocked by the whole thing.
Good morning, Neil.
Is there any chance that your grandmother is from Kingston, Jamaica?
I tell you, Neil, it's actually unbelievable. Like, I gave that speech a couple of weeks ago and then the last few days, it's gone crazy. No, being from Knocknaheeny, I have a very strong North Side accent.
Do they understand you in the doll, like?
One or two of them try to make fun of the Cork accent. But what they don't get is I'm really proud of being from Cork.
Of course you are. Anybody from Cork is proud from being from Cork.
Yeah, Cork people are in love with themselves. And flared up.
Says the Kerry woman.
Yeah. Kerry people are in love with themselves as
and
well.
And there's a big battle between Cork and Kerry. But it's so funny, like you're so close together, yet the accents are so far between.
So different. But I wonder if we listen to the Healy Rays now, can we hear a kind of a Jamaican lilt? Because I only found out yesterday when I did some investigative research into this topic that thousands and thousands of Irish people actually immigrated to the Caribbean or were sent over. By the British.
She just side-eyed Donald.
I did not.
She did side-eye me. Donald, on behalf of everybody, she was right too. Go on.
So, I think what probably happened is, right, a lot of Cork and Kerry people, they settled in Jamaica. And,
They did.
So, now, the Jamaican accent has intonations of Cork and Kerry because that's what's happened throughout the years.
Yeah.
That's why.
Lisa's, Big Dave would have travelled to Jamaica quite a bit when he was working for a paint manufacturer at the time because they did a paint roller factory there, okay?
Yeah, Big Dave's from Cavan. I don't hear any Cavan now. He said
like literally like it was like talking to people from Cork.
Yeah.
All the time. Yeah, it was fantastic. I love it. But listen, come here. Go on. Be a proud Jamaican Corkonian.
are telling us the problems, why we have a crisis, an emergency in housing.
Yeah,
you must be trying to destroy the rainforest in the Amazon. Do you think that we're all fools over here? Because they
By the way, if anybody's accusing Una of doing a Jamaican accent, she's not. She's doing a Cork accent.
Yeah,
says,
man.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, man, let's get down the panel for a few guts.
With Cooper and Tuna. Breakfast rolls.
It looks like baby food is what you're eating.
Excuse me. It's actually delicious. Banana yogurt, two of them because they're the small ones. I robbed them off the twins. And then there's my seeds, you know, the flax seeds and the goji berries and all the rest of it because I'm a seed eater now and that's the way I roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm healthy, man.
Actually, do you know
And I've
what?
Had avocados in the past couple of weeks as well.
It's not too obvious, but it's really weird. You know, I was off for 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had to put on a pair of trousers, which I knew were a little bit kind of snug. But when I put them on, they weren't snug anymore. So because I wasn't stopping and getting breakfast in the morning and stopping and getting lunch on the way home, I had reduced my calorie intake and I lost a little bit of weight.
Yeah, because you see, you're up longer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've lost a lot of weight as well when I was on maternity leave, yeah. Funnily enough.
I
lost two people. And then I come back and hey, my pants are still snug, I guess.
The breakfast pound. Anyway, here's our survey says from this morning.
Get ready to send your WhatsApp voice notes on 087-1102-107. And if you're having a busy morning and if you're thinking, I don't have time to be picking up the phone, just ask your phone to do it. Just go, hey Siri, send iRadio a WhatsApp.
There you go.
Simple as that.
Great advice.
Yeah, thanks very much. D to the O to the N to the A to the L. It says, well, Donald, what is our survey says this morning?
Survey says people are twice as likely to forget this than their anniversary.
Oh.
Yeah.
Your other half's birthday.
I suppose that'll be your close. Another date is a good shout.
Yeah, another date? No.
It's not the answer. No.
The way to work, as in like your how to get there, I've many a time gone the wrong direction. Just out of habit.
That's
as in like driving, I've gone left instead of right.
Right. that's very close to the answer.
Oh, okay. All right.
Let me think. Is it their password?
No. Although I've seen you
scramble to find,
it's
really annoying when you're trying to log into your banking 365 and you're like, oh damn, yeah. You're like, how much money do I have? I can't even go to the shop now because I don't even know if it'll cover all the shop, and damn,
it definitely won't.
Different things ask you to change it at different times, so you end up with different ones,
different
of the same type of password,
and you can't write them down because if someone finds them, you're goosed. You just have to remember them all up here. And what if up here isn't able to do that because he's got so many other tabs that are open all the time?
Yeah, Una's brain is a mess of tabs.
Oh, yeah. I need to get a cleaner in to clean all that stuff in there. Yeah.
An antivirus.
Something, yeah.
Got a lot of malware up there. Okay. Okay, we're wrong. So what's the question?
The question, people are twice as likely to forget this than their anniversary. What is it?
087-1102-107.
People are twice as likely to forget this than their anniversary. What is it?
Great guesses coming in on 087-1102-107.
When you go into the shop to buy your bread, your milk, whatever it is, the basic thing, and you might have 10 other items with nothing to do with what you originally went in for.
Yeah, true. Many a time I've gone in and come out without what I needed to go in for, but a full basket full of stuff that I don't need.
From the middle aisle.
Yeah, congratulations, German retailers. You got me once again. I already have a stand-up paddleboard. I don't need another four of them. Why did I buy another motorbike helmet? I don't have a motorbike.
I meant to tell you, they're selling, a certain shop is selling thermal gravy boats, and someone got in touch with me to let me know so I could tell you, because they knew that you'd be super excited about gravy boats.
What's up with the rest of me thermal gravy boats?
Oh, you already have a thermal gravy boat. What is a thermal gravy boat?
It means it's like a flask, but it's you can keep your gravy
warm.
when you're having a roast dinner picnic. You
Oh wow, there's you written all over it to go. Cooper loves gravy boats. He has a penchant for them. He asked someone to buy them for him for his wedding. It's a true story. He did.
Yeah.
Anyway, just put context on the gravy boat. Carry on.
Yeah. It's just I'm not like common as muck and do it in the jug or a cup.
Common as muck. Yeah, yeah. Man. Excuse me, Downton Abbey. How are we?
There you go.
Oh, just because he's got a walk-in wardrobe now. Hey, he thinks he's...
I like to keep things relatable, Luna.
Lord of the Manor. Oh, yeah.
All right. What is not the answer. What is the damn question? People have forgotten.
Yes, the question is, people are twice as likely to forget this than their anniversary. What is it?
Is it that they're on the radio?
John, what was the question again? We're looking for people to have a guess at answering this morning. People... 087 112 107.
People are twice as likely to forget this than their anniversary. What is it?
Good morning, guys. Soup here in Galway.
Morning, Soup in Galway. Soup. Always good to hear you.
By any chance, has it changed the empty roll of toilet paper?
Huh?
Oh, yeah, I get that.
What's a gimpy roll of toilet paper?
The empty roll.
Oh, an empty... Sorry, I thought he said a gimpy roll of toilet paper. What's a gimpy roll of toilet paper? I saw an empty roll of toilet paper. How did you forget
Well,
that?
If you finish it when you're on, you go, all right, I'll change that now. And then you forget to go out to the cupboard and bring it back. So the next time you sit down, you go, oh, I didn't change that.
Why would you only have a single?
Say you've had three or four there and you've gone through them all, Luna, and then you need to replace the three or four that you've got there.
Sorry.
No.
Hang on a sec. You have a replenishment system. So, like, once you take one off, you go... You go to where it has been and you then fill it up.
Or you do what I do. You just get about 10 of them and you just lash them up there in the cistern and leave them there.
You would, yeah.
You leave them all there.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That sounds very Huna, though.
And is that the same room that you have a shower in as well?
No.
Good.
Oh, my God.
I didn't want the steam damaging the toilet paper. I was concerned for your welfare.
You're concerned for my toilet paper.
I was. You know me and toilet paper and the relationship I have with
you. Oh, yeah. Toilet paper's afraid of you when they see you coming.
That's not it.
No. I'm not going to talk about the link that Una sent me the other day.
Another one.
A fake ad for people who might have a little bit of an accident.
Oh.
Yeah. Going to work. It was... Yeah. Go on, say it.
I'm not saying it.
Say it.
No.
Is it... they're most likely to forget their own birthday.
Who's forgetting their own birthday, huh?
Because I know I have.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Oh, no. How can you forget your birthday? That's your day. That's your time. That's for you to shine and everyone to give you gifts and spoil you.
Una knows my birthday. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, because you're the same as... What's his face?
Your brother.
And Trumpy.
There you go. All right, what's the answer to this?
The answer is people are twice as likely to forget... directions they've been given by somebody than their anniversary. Yeah. Like, as you're going, and you go left here, you do this, you do that. Okay, I've got that.
And turn right. You nod along like a nodding dog, and you're going, yeah, And then there's like a hamster in a wheel in your head going around and around and around. And you're like, And then Arthur's like, right, okay, I don't know where I'm going or what I'm doing. Which is right, which is left, okay.
Are you on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Sorry to come back to the banana, but I've just had a flashback of another banana dessert. So you got banoffee, which is delish.
Yeah.
Except for the cream, so I can't have that
Love
anymore.
Cream.
But banana split.
Oh my God, amazing.
So you cut the banana down the centre. And you pop the ice cream and put all your syrup and stuff in between.
Oh, yeah, they don't do those anymore, banana splits. They're not as popular as they used to be. It's like the Arctic roll. Bring back the Arctic roll.
What's the Arctic roll?
It's a roll. It's like a cake, but inside it is ice cream.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like a baked Alaska.
But it's cold. It's a cold roll. It's an Arctic roll. It's cake over ice cream. So good.
What's your thoughts on what's the Viennetta? Viennetta.
I love Viennetta.
Are you like me and thought as a child that
it was pot?
Only on a Sunday. the little chocolate coloured tray underneath was chocolate.
No, I'm not stupid.
Yeah.
So.
Fair.
Did you try and eat it?
My parents made me try and eat it. Anyway, here's Rhymeth this morning, and we were talking to Sandra.
Oh, it's time for Rhymeth, just a little bit, no, all of it. Playing Rhymeth this morning, let's go to Rivermead. This is Sandra. Good morning, Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, really good, thanks very much. Mothers and udders.
Yeah, Gaelic for mothers and udders.
Yeah, it's a really good idea. I like it. And I hear that you're trying to fundraise for a trip for all the gang to go to New York.
That's it, in October, hopefully. Now, please God.
Is it to play matches or is it to literally just go and...
have the crack.
Yeah.
A bit of both. We play a blitz. So it is an organised blitz. And then in the evening, you get to mix with the other teams. And that's where the crack comes in. That's
and exactly would it be from all over Ireland or from all over, like, I suppose, New York and the world?
Well, completely Ireland, definitely. But I'd say there's international teams going as well, yeah.
Oh, class.
Sounds brilliant, doesn't it?
Yeah. And how are you going to fundraise?
Well, I'm organising a road rally in 2 weeks' time, so it's a family day out. It's a scavenger hunt in a car in the Fingal area. So that's my big fundraiser. So each team member is doing a bit of a fundraiser and we're all pooling together then.
Una is on board for this because Una loves nothing where you don't have to stand up and walk around. It's a treasure hunt sitting down.
Well, Una, we can get you a team if you want. There's no problem.
All right. I'll be over to New York with you.
All right, listen.
I'll be the sub.
We have a fantastic load of prizes up for grabs this morning, actually. Well, if you get the highest score at the end of the week, you get the contents of Una's drawers. You never know what's going to be in there. From things that get sent into the radio station to concert tickets. Rumour has it there's Kings of Leon tickets in there. So to play, all you got to do is rhyme every answer with the word that we give you. You have 30 seconds to play. Your word this morning is?
Brain. B-R-A-I-N, brain. Okay?
Okay. Your 30 seconds start now. Good luck.
A form of transport that runs on tracks.
Train.
A mark on something you can't get out.
Same.
Horses have these on their backs.
Man.
This ruins your hair when it falls from the sky.
Rain.
You get one of these to go away on holiday. You get on one of these.
Plane.
Something you might wear around your neck.
Chain.
A large area of flatland with few trees.
Plane.
You can put a picture in this to hang on the wall.
Frame.
When a dog is calm and you're able to pet them, they're what?
Tame.
On the nose.
On the nose. On the nose.
That was pretty good going. 9. A score of 9. And I would normally say that's the highest score of the week, but the highest score was yesterday, right?
Yesterday, so 10. Yeah.
Wowzers. No, that was close. That was difficult. You did absolutely amazing, though. And
brilliant. Mothers and others should be proud to have you on their team.
thanks, guys.
Come here, Rachel. I believe if you won the cash machine
that's
tomorrow.
Sandra.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. Sandra.
Well, no, I'm talking to Rachel.
Go on.
Sandra, if you won iRadio's cash machine, I believe you'd take the whole family on a Caribbean cruise. Was that right?
100%, yeah. Kids and all. Parents, everything.
Oh, really? So kids and parents there? Oh, my God.
And I'll leave them at home.
Yeah.
Go and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, go on your own.
That's a big shift. Take me down one end and I'll be down the other.
All right, listen, lovely to talk to you and enjoy that. All right, cheers. Thanks very much. All right, listen, if you'd like to play tomorrow, and that is Rhyme It, it's very simple and straightforward. As you see, the scores are very high this week, and if you reckon you can beat them, 087-1102-107.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
There was one thing that happened on the show today that I'm sure everyone else had the same reaction, and that was to start scratching, because we listen and we don't judge was all about being itchy.
Scabies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I suppose a caution comes with this one.
Yeah.
Because you went into way too much detail.
I did not.
Have a listen. We love to listen and don't judge. What's going on this morning?
Okay, so seriously now this morning, like no judging. Honestly, we can't judge today, right?
Get ready to judge at 087-1102-107.
Okay, right. So, hey guys, please help. I feel terrible. Long story short, I was at a house party a few weeks ago and I ended up staying over and sleeping on one of the spare beds. I ended up getting scabies. I know, disgusting, right? But not my fault. How was I to know the bed was that dirty? I'm low-key traumas. Anyway, I know I've given it to my housemates. We live in Galway and one of the boys is a real hippie. He's such a nice guy. He's got dreadlocks and teaches Tai Chi in his spare time. He is such a gent. Anyway, two of my housemates have caught the mites and they're blaming our crusty housemate. They're considering having a house meeting and broaching it with him. I'm so ashamed, but I can't bring myself to tell them it was me. I've taken the topical treatment, but I'm still so itchy. I have to take another dose of it tomorrow. What am I going to do? I think I need to go to confession. Please listen. And don't judge anon in Galway.
So, sorry, is scabies like bed bugs?
They're mites, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Ugh. Have you ever had scabies?
No.
Well, firstly, I want to say...
Yeah?
I want to say that you're not disgusting. You are not dirty. Scabies are very common. They are treatable and they are temporary. Okay? No, no, I don't want the stigma
says
now.
Says somebody this, like who's had it by experience.
Said with so much confidence, Una.
They are treatable. Do you understand?
Are, and as long as they're treatable and they are temporary. Look, it's obviously not nice having them because they're itchy, they're horrible and you feel gang.
I cannot stop itching now.
And they're actually, they're alive inside you. They burrow deep into your skin.
I would just stop.
But I'm just telling you what they are.
I can't stop
and actually,
scratching
yeah,
now.
They can be very...
Oh, they're in my eyes!
Yeah.
Why did you do this? Who cleared this one? I can't stop scratching my legs.
Look, scabies is it's very, very common, and it's very common in colleges and universities because people, because house parties and stuff, and people are, you know, they're close, and you know they're very, look, they're common.
Jesus, you know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to get people to just start wearing masks and gloves and social distancing.
No, stop that now. Look, they burrow into... And also...
Stop saying the word burrow
okay,
into...
Okay, fine. Okay, but, right. I think it's... Oh, what are you going to do about your lovely housemate with the dreadlocks who teaches Tai Chi? Firstly, I just want to say I doubt that the mites, the scabies, said, ha-ha, he has dreadlocks. This is our guy. Let's burrow into him. That's not the way. Like, they burrow into anyone. They're equal opportunists these guys are.
So they don't care if you
dreads
or not.
They don't care. They don't care.
Dreads will probably protect them.
Maybe.
All right.
087-110-207. We need to help Anon in Galway. And no slagging now because it's not fair because, you know, most people have gotten scabies in their lifetime.
As I said, spoken like somebody who's definitely... I cannot stop itching now. Why?
Yeah, that's because you have scabies.
I don't have... Hang on a sec. Can you have scabies and piles at the same time? What? So, we listen and we
don't
judge. Someone's got scabies and I'm all itchy.
Yeah. So, a girl in college in Galway, she went to a house party, stayed over in a spare room. She ended up getting scabies. She brought it back to her own house. She's given it to two of her housemates. And those housemates are now blaming it on the other housemate who is, as they described, a bit of a hippie with dreadlocks, teaches Tai Chi. And she doesn't know what to do. She feels terrible. She's like, should I come clean? Or just, I don't know.
So the whole household has got scabies.
We don't know if the Tai Chi hippie guy has scabies. Oh, stop.
I'm literally cannot stop itching.
Listen, I just think firstly you need to be practical about this and you need to wash like you were raising evidence from a crime scene. Your bedding, your clothes, blankets, everything needs to go in a hot wash. And then you need to hoover the couch, the mattress, even your mattress, everything needs to be hoovered. And your housemates need to do the same thing, preferably on the same night, and you can call it Mite Night.
I didn't even think it was possible for the very, very tip of my nose to be itchy.
Yeah, they're burrowing into your nose now as we speak.
Okay, what are you saying in 087-110-207?
Okay, keep it to yourself.
What?
No point now. The damage is done. Mm-hmm. The damage is done. Say nothing. Bide your time.
Come on, you can't just do that.
Try and look them in the eye as much as you can.
Your big, itchy red eyes.
Yeah, say nothing. Look, what's going to be the difference if you say anything?
They might get some treatment and ointment and...
Well, no, they know that they have scabies, but the issue is here that they're blaming it on the other guy in the house.
Oh, they're blaming it on the Tai Chi guy?
Yeah, and they're trying to call a house meeting where they're going to accuse the Tai Chi guy of bringing scabies into the house.
Oh, yeah.
So she, like, I mean, does she wait it out? You know, you'd want to have a brass neck to do that.
Yeah. Oh, God. All right. Okay. 087-110-207.
What do you think that I can say in relation to that? She needs a sheep dip. Jesus Christ, we're bringing that into our house, man, and not letting people know, man. Wow. Shocking stuff altogether.
Yeah.
What happens if we listen and we don't judge? What happened to that?
No. Philip is right. She needs a sheep dip.
That's soup.
Soup is right.
Yeah.
She needs a...
Ella Inay says, I remember getting scabies in college. It was so bad. One night I had to get up and go for a cold shower to stop the itching.
Okay. Keep your scratchy text coming on WhatsApp 087-110-207. We listen and we don't judge.
So a girl got scabies at a house party. She brought it into her own house. Two of her housemates. I'm scratching myself while talking about this. So two of her housemates have gotten the scabies now. Mm. And they're blaming the hippie guy in the house with the dreadlocks who teaches Tai Chi, and they're thinking of calling like a house meeting, and the girl busts scabies into the house, feels terrible, but she's just like, will I front it out or will I just come clean? Like, it's a very difficult situation.
It is very difficult.
Oh yeah.
Hi guys, scabies is more common than you think.
Is this?
It has to be treated, not a serious condition, and it has nothing to do with poor hygiene, so be a friend, own up, it's not that big a deal.
Okay, be a friend, yeah. Own up, not that big a deal.
Just like nits, I suppose, really.
My earlobes are now scratchy.
Yeah, all of me, I'm all scratchy, fear.
Scabies, what kind of a medieval dose is that? Obviously, you want to get rid of them, but think about it first. Who do you absolutely hate? Give it to them first.
Yes! Oh, stop. Fia says, lads, I'm here at work and I'm tearing the skin off myself listening to talk about these mites burrowing into people. I'm traumatised. Yeah, we all are.
You're not the only one.
Yeah. Like, but listen, it's a thing. It happens. You know, we need to be talking about these things.
I've never heard of this happening.
You've
to
never
anyone.
Heard of scabies.
I haven't. Do you know
You've
what?
Led a sheltered life.
I've heard of scabies, but I haven't heard anybody talk about it in like years. I don't know anybody who's ever had it.
Donald's had it.
No. Una said she's had it in college.
That
turned quickly.
How dare you defame me on the radio?
What about the actual source of the mites? The house party? That place needs burning down.
Very true.
iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack neatly packed and ready to go. Go.
See, way too much detail.
It's science, man. It's science. I was just explaining about how the mites get into the body.
Nobody asked, and we don't want to hear any more about it.
Oh, yeah. That's just like, you know, turning a blind eye when it's happening. It's happening. Scabies happens.
Wash your sheets. Yeah. It's truth or trash.
Trash.
We have facts, we bring them to you, and you've got to figure out if they are truth or trash. Let's go live to the other side of the room now to Donal, and he's got a fact for us.
My fact today. There's a football player who saved a seagull's life by giving it CPR.
Is that your fact?
That's what I'm saying. And he gave a seagull.
What was he in Balbriggan and then, or just maybe over in Galway by the Spanish Arch?
Playing on the beach or something.
Yeah.
He gave a seagull CPR.
CPR, yeah.
Are we talking mouth to mouth?
Yeah. No, sorry. It
or
was
mouth
like,
to beak?
No, like the. Staying alive. The beating.
CPR.
That's the one, yeah.
But go on, please keep singing Staying Alive. No. Yeah, because you do it to the rhythm
you do
of
it to
staying
the rhythm
alive.
Of staying alive, yeah, yeah. The beats on the chest.
Oh, okay.
He
could have put the mouth on as well. I don't know. It's just CPR.
Tell you get bird flu.
Okay.
Well, scabies.
Excuse me.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I am going to say, because I'd love it if it's to be true, because it's lovely. Someone actually did that for.
Did he save this said seagull?
The seagull did survive.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's true. So it's definitely true. Save the seagulls.
Somewhat. Okay. Yeah, it's a two Turkish football teams were playing each other and the ball hit the seagull. It was the goalkeeper who saw it happen. Another teammate rushed over, gave the seagull CPR and then brought the seagull back to life and handed it over to the medical team. And that is true and I'm locking it in.
Well done.
That is a beautiful story.
Well, isn't it? Super, and you thought Punch Monkey was...
Oh, Punch. Oh, I can't cope with Punch.
Saving a seagull. Yeah. Oh my God, absolutely amazing. Yeah, it was cool.
Love it. Yeah, brought it to the side of the pitch and there it was. On its way.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay, your go now.
It is my go.
Yeah.
You know Marvel hero Thor himself?
Oh, yes.
Chris Hemsworth. He's also in the new movie with Barry Keoghan, Crime 101. Looks incredible. So we all know that Chris Hemsworth from Australia, and it was in Home and Away at one stage in his life, but his first job was repairing breast milk pumps.
Repairing breast milk pumps.
Yeah.
Mm.
Repairing them.
Yeah.
Like,
you need
so,
to be smart.
You know, if it's broken, you need it repaired.
No, so are you saying that women with our breast pumps, yeah, and if they break, we bring them to the breast pump repair shop where they fix it.
Yeah.
And there is a shop and an organization and a business dedicated solely to fixing broken breast pumps.
And imagine to your delight seeing Chris Hemsworth standing there as you hand over your broken breast pump.
Oh, no way.
Oh, no. Sorry, it's broken again, Chris. Why don't I take a look at this for you now, love?
I'm going to say that's true.
Okay. Yeah. Lock it in.
Yeah. It doesn't need to be a business. It could be a department in a clinic or whatever. Yeah, I'm going to say true, yeah.
Australian appliance company, it is. 100% true. He was repairing breast pumps and then he got the call. He's got it. Mate, we need you on Home and Away. He's like, yeah.
I bet he misses those breast pumps.
Right, Una, what have we got?
Okay, so earlier, we were speaking earlier about from breast pumps to scabies. Oh my God, what are we at? Yeah. Right, so we were speaking earlier about scabies and we listen and we don't judge because a poor girl got in touch with us and admitting to having scabies and spreading it to her housemates and she didn't mean to, obviously. But they are very contagious, these pesky mites.
Mm.
So my fact is this. Scabies is caused by a teeny tiny mite called Sarcoptes scabii. It burrows into the top layer of skin, the epidermis, and mates with the other mites and lays eggs that then travel deeper into the skin. It does not jump, it does not fly, it crawls and burrows.
Sorry, one sec. Goodbye, everyone. It was lovely to have you here.
Stop that.
Especially to the brand new listeners that came in.
No, but bye. I am it's a fact of life. Scabies are a fact of life.
Yeah, I know, but you didn't have to go into that.
And they're common. Well, I'm educating people. It's science, man. It's science. Biology.
You're disgusting.
You're disgusting. Why? They mate. Like, even scabies. Who do? Even scabies need love.
Do they need the breast pumps repaired? I don't even know what that fact was, so I'm going to lock it in as, yeah, true.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I can't remember now if it's true. Yeah, some of it is true. They don't, oh yeah. So it's true, apart from they don't mate with the other mites. They just lay eggs. I don't know how it happens, but they just lay eggs.
They just lay an egg.
They just lay the eggs, man. Yeah.
Hey guys, what's going on? I'm just gonna lay these here under your skin so you can get all itchy and stuff.
Yeah. Well,
you're a disgusting creature.
I'm not disgusting.
No, I'm talking about the scabies.
The scabies.
Okay. Ew. Oh, now you've Googled pictures of people with scabies and it's now on the screen in front of me. Stop. Turn it off. Okay.
There's the mite. Look, there's the scabies mite. Ew.
I tell you what is mighty. Kings of Leon.
Yes.
And we got tickets for them on the way. And we are not going to make you itch, hopefully, with what we're going to get you to do to win those.
Oh, Una.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Well, if you're still with us, that's a bonus because people are obviously into ASMR from people eating banana yogurt.
Oh, stop. No, you're making me feel really bad now. It's just I'm taking these tablets and I have to eat before I can take the tablet. Mm. So that's why I'm eating now. Apologies if it sounds awful. You'll get me in trouble, you know.
There we go. we were talking about this tribute festival that's over in the UK and we wanted you to come up with band names.
There's a music festival in the UK and it's a tribute music festival and they've just mad bizarre names for all of their tribute acts because they can't use, obviously, they can't just say Kings of Leon tribute underneath. You know, so you'd have like different names of bands like Sam Gibson.
Or for Oasis, there is a No-Asis.
No-Asis. I've heard of No-Way-Sis as well.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, so listen, come here. We've got Kings of Leon, actual Kings of Leon tickets are for grabs with special guest Florence Road at Thelma Park in Limerick July 1st. And we're looking for some band name suggestions that could play at a tribute festival on 087 1102 107. So a Kings of Leon tribute could be called maybe Velvet Fire.
Velvet Fire.
Sex on Fire.
What about the Kings of Leon, like the city in France, L-Y-O-N?
Oh, very good.
Very good, yeah. Or, you know, instead of Kingfisher, could be Kingfisher Man.
That's actually quite good. I like that. All right. Sabrina Carpenter, tribute act. Sabrina Plummer.
Hey!
All right, 087-1102-107. Do your worst. What would be a Florence Road tribute? I suppose. Give us another name.
Florence Footpath.
Florence footpath. Yeah. Okay, yeah, we'll go with that. No, that's good enough.
Florence Tarmac.
Yeah.
Florence Motorway.
Florence Pothole.
Yeah.
You'd avoid them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so tribute act names. How about Florence and the Gadget?
Florence and the Gadget, very good.
And that's from Bridget in Mayo.
Very good. For obviously Florence the Machine. All right, 087-110-2107.
Suppose Arctic Monkeys could be Pacific orangutans.
Very good. Pacific
there orangutan. There is a tribute band called Antarctic Monkeys.
Antarctic Monkeys?
Yeah, from very Wolverhampton good. In the UK.
Boyzone could be Girl Area.
That's brilliant. Yes.
Okay, Philip, so far, that's my favourite. Girl Area. 087-110-2107.
You two could be ye three. Take that, could be have this.
Oh my God, Philip, will you calm down?
One of the, for the tribute, acts Taylor Quick, Ash and Mayo.
Or Taylor Slow, Ash.
Sorry.
Swift. Taylor Swift, Quick. Taylor,
very good, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Well done, Ash.
Yeah, okay.
And Tulips.
Guns and Tulips instead of Guns and Roses, okay.
Harry Stylish.
Yes.
Very good. Okay, keep them coming. 087-110-2107. Bruce Guetta instead of David Guetta.
Very good.
And Becky Hall instead of Becky Hill. It's the opposite of a hill, isn't it? A hole?
I don't know. Whatever you say.
Anyway, you'll never forget that. You'll always remember that. Keep them coming. 087-110-2107. We're looking for names of tribute bands because we spotted this tribute festival that's on in the UK, which is a brilliant idea because, you know, you get all the hits, you know, with a tribute festival and you have bands like giving it socks pretending there's somebody else.
Exactly. There's passion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're not paying the top dollar as well. And there's 100 tribute acts at this festival in the UK.
100?
Yeah. With acts like Guns to Roses and Poo Fighters.
Oh
no, sorry, the Poo Fighters. No, that was just in my head. Sorry. No, the Poo Fighters are the thing.
Well, maybe they should be.
Yeah, okay.
Dave Grohl might have some.
Oh, very good.
Okay. What about Saxon's Fire?
Saxon's Fire, very good. Instead of Green Day.
Pink Day.
All right, very good. Come on, let's get another one.
Hi, Emma and Navin here. I'm going to go with Piranha instead of Rihanna.
Very good.
Yes.
Very good.
Got a different bite to it. David, good morning.
Hi, David.
Hey, David.
Hey, David.
How are you doing?
Good, man. How are you getting on? It sounds like we've got a big echo on the phone there.
On speaker.
All right, David. What we're going to do? It's going to turn you down for a second because there is an echo. If you've got a speaker on or a radio on behind you, if you could just turn it down.
Good man.
Did you do that? David?
When I turn down the radio, I can't actually hear you talking yourselves.
What? Okay.
Can you not hear us on your phone?
No, I'm just hearing music in the background on my phone.
Okay, I'll tell you what. How is that? Can you hear us now?
I can hear you now.
Brilliant, grand. All I have to do is press a couple of magic buttons.
Do you know what I mean, Cooper? Like, yeah. You know, you up your game a little bit, like, do you know?
Yeah, you're talking about...
Well, hang on a second. I took one day off yesterday. I know I was off for 3 weeks before that, but yeah. one day off yesterday.
And you forget about the buttons.
No, everybody forgets about... everybody just unbuttons everything.
The fingers just aren't back working just yet.
Yeah, they're not.
Time to wake up, lads.
Sorry, Una, what were you going to say?
No, I'm not saying it.
Una nearly said something really bold on the radio there.
I stopped myself. No, I got it.
Anyway, David works in the Radisson. He keeps the place together, but he's off today. He just dropped the kids off at school. So what is your tribute act idea for these tickets?
My favourite one has to be Marmalade Gaga.
Oh, yes. Excellent. That's really good.
That's easy to think box there now, David. You're wasted with whatever you do with life.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
That is our podcast, Breakfast Rolled. And Una genuinely thought we weren't doing it. She just thought we were having the crack.
Yeah.
Sitting there eating. They were like, what are we doing? And I'm like, we've been recording the podcast. Oh, I thought we were just chatting.
Oh my God, I would have been way looser if I'd known it was just the podcast. It was the podcast. I'd be able to have a proper chat. And now it's over. I feel robbed. But listen, I still have my yellow.
You still have a moment if you'd like to.
Seeds, guys.
Okay. you know, to do like, share, subscribe, new Go Let app, and all of the above. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Kingfisher are on the show.
Yeah.